Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back for our second hour of Catholic Answers Live. Thank you for being with us on this Easter Wednesday, and I hope the Easter season continues to be a blessed one for you and all of yours. And a lot of people are missing out these days on the very best of relationships, and because I would suggest in part because the world doesn't tell us the truth about relationships, and the guy who does tell us the truth about relationships is Jesus, and there's not enough of us, and I'll throw myself in there too, putting Jesus at the center of our relationships. And so our topic this hour is Christ-like relationships. If you have relationship questions, if you'd like to discuss God's plan for our relationships, please give us a call, 888-318-7884, or for those of you who like the spelling version, 888-31-TRUTH. Our guest this hour is Rose Sweet. Rose is the leading expert in the pastoral issues surrounding did I say the leading expert? I don't know if
I'll take leading.
I always should have said a leading expert because there's probably
well, today you said the, so you can't take it.
I said what I have said. I'm like okay. Pontius Pilate. Rose is the world's leading expert.
Okay, stop.
In pastoral issues surrounding divorce, separation, annulment, remarriage, blended families. And she's written a whole bunch of books, but probably the most relevant one today is Dear God, Send Me a Soulmate. What a title there. And you did you also, I will just mention that your divorce series, you did the DVD series, The Catholic Divorce Survival Guide. And that's
right.
A lot of people use that.
Yeah, it's in hundreds of parishes in the United States and other countries too.
Yeah. I didn't want to make too much of that one because it seemed like Dear God, Send Me a Soulmate was a better fit for that. But you are an expert in that area.
Well,
or the expert.
But you know what? The whole thing about divorce is those are people who wanted good relationships and somehow it failed. And they're like bumbling around and they're panicking and they need help. And so all of us want good relationships.
Indeed.
So,
So, but don't you think we compartmentalize? Like that Jesus goes in this part
no,
of my life?
No, that's men. You guys do that.
Is that just men, really?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not. No, I do the same thing. I do.
But there is a way in which we can kind of say, I got this. You know, I'm doing this my way in our relationships. And I think you can get really mature in this life before you realize, oh, no, I was supposed to let God into all of that.
You know what? That's a good point. That's my case. I got really mature. It wasn't until I was like in my late 40s and approaching 50 that I really woke up and realized I have not been putting my religion in my relationships. It's been compartmentalized. And the Holy Spirit, you know, really reached in and grabbed my heart, and he won't let go. And he began to teach me and to straighten me up, you know, as it were. And I realize it's not my way. My desires are good, but the way I go about satisfying those desires is not good. So
I see. Yeah, but so you were almost here and there an implication that you might not have been perfect before. Is that possible,
yes.
Rose Sweet?
No, I know you're one of my biggest fans, so thank you for that. But no, I've been in the confessional many, many times for a lot of big stuff. So
yeah, and you know, I think that's more and more the common story. And I'm not saying that this is a good thing about our moment in history is that we're being catechized by two different religions, and one is this very powerful media-driven religion of the world, and then there's the Catholic faith that God gave us. And often at some point in our life, we go, I think I'm going to take that catechesis maybe for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you know. And unfortunately, I think that is, well, I mean, it's the story of my life. And I'm not trying to excuse myself, but I think that more and more people have to wander for a while because the world is so attractive and convincing.
Yeah, I agree. It's not that we have to. It's that we do.
Yes.
Right.
I shouldn't have said it that way.
No. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So this made your you didn't by doing it the world's way, you didn't come to be a satisfied person, to be satisfied in your relationships and have whole, healthy relationships.
No. And you know what? I thank God for my parents, you know, bringing me up in the Catholic faith and giving me a good Catholic education. I had a good, solid foundation of what the church teaches. And actually, I'd like to rephrase that, what the church upholds as true.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that, and I had that compartmentalized, and I could draw on that. When I came to enough pain and I realized I had, you know, really ruined my life and hurt a lot of people along the way, I began to draw on my Catholic heritage and the truths of the Catholic teachings to realize it's Jesus Christ who knows how we can be happy.
Yeah,
and
that's
He wants us to get there.
Yeah.
But his way looks like, what? I don't want to carry a big old cross.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't look very fun.
No.
But that's what a child says. I don't want to clean my room, you know?
Yeah.
But with maturity and grace, we begin to see something beyond ourselves, and we want it. We begin to desire it so badly. We go, okay, I'm letting this go.
Right.
I'm following you.
Right. And, like Abraham.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing, is with the Abraham story and so many other biblical stories, the sacrifice God asks seems impossible. And then we make a step towards God. Okay, I'll take – and then he just gives us way more than we thought we were going to lose by following him.
Right, but never let it be said that it's a piece of cake.
Yeah, right.
Because and that's what I love about our Catholic faith versus other Christian denominations. They point to the cross as something Jesus did for us so we don't have to. And we say, no, Jesus says, pick up your cross and come follow me. So in healthy, holy, satisfying relationships, there will be a cross.
Yeah.
Because that's what love is. Love means I will pick up my cross for your greater good because I really do love you. I love myself too, but today I love you more.
Mm-hmm.
And the cross never goes away. That's what did Saint Rose of Lima who said, "There's no other ladder to heaven except that of the cross."
Yeah, boy, it's a. But you know, it's the romantic view of relationships, and not that, you know, Jesus is not against romance or any of that. It's just that this kind of, what is it, like romantic comedy view or something that we have about, and then they lived happily ever after and all that, but it. Go ahead.
But that's our love story with Christ. He's the bridegroom. Hello, we're the bride.
Yes.
What do brides and bridegrooms do? They fall in love and they get married and live happily ever after. That's our Christian story. So our whole Catholic faith is imbued with romance on fire.
Yeah.
But we don't see it. We're blind.
But we have a hard time with I think a lot of us get to the point where you're really experiencing the cross in a relationship and you're like, this can't be it because this has nothing to do with living happily ever after. This is misery. And the cross really is misery.
It is misery.
So answer that, Rose Sweet.
Because misery is the true test of true love. And that's the kind of love we all want. Okay, if we were married and you wouldn't go to the cross for me,
yeah,
it would just let me know that you don't love me.
That's a limit. Right. Yeah. You love me that far.
Exactly.
But not all. Yeah.
Right. And Jesus emptied himself out completely for the bridegroom, emptied himself out for the bride.
Yeah.
Romance is everywhere in our faith. I didn't see it. And I asked the same questions in my prayer life. Why did you give me this great desire to like be married and have kids and live happily ever after? And it was like he said, well, because that points you to me.
Oh.
You want to know about romance? I'll show you about romance.
Yeah.
And then I discovered St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body.
Which is the antidote for the modern world in
it
many
is.
Ways. In
it
many
is.
Ways. It Rose is. Sweet is our guest today on Catholic Answers Live. 888-31-TRUTH is the number. 888-318-7884. And we're talking relationships, specifically Christ-like relationships. Maybe you need a little help in that regard, or maybe you have some advice you would like to share. Either are welcome. 888-318-7884 is that number. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one. Catholic Answers Live.
We've all heard the words at the end of Mass.
Go forth and announce the gospel of the Lord.
But how exactly are you to do that? In his new book, The Old Evangelization, How to Spread the Faith Like Jesus Did, apologist Eric Sammons takes you back to the source, taking a look at what Jesus did when he preached the good news and drawing out the lessons he taught us. All evangelization begins with a personal encounter, and so Sammons examines Jesus' most instructive gospel encounters and discovers within each a particular truth that even 2,000 years later can help us make new disciples. Evangelization is not an option, but Christ's express command. What better way to answer this call than by imitating his supreme example? Order your copy of The Old Evangelization today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
St. Paul's street evangelization isn't like other evangelism you might have seen on the streets. We don't yell, and we don't force anyone to pay attention to us. Instead, St. Paul's street evangelization is committed to presenting a positive, passionately Catholic presence to a world hungry for truth. For more information, or to start a chapter of your own, go to www.streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. It's time to do our part.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their faith and values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
Catholic Answers Live comes to EWTN Television.
Hi, this is Cy Kellett. Join me for a show dedicated to Catholic apologetics and evangelization as we connect viewers to prominent leaders in the church today and touch on just about everything relating to the church, from doctrinal issues to family concerns, social issues, evangelization, ethics, you name it.
Catholic Answers Live TV, Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Television.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We're talking relationships this hour with Rose Sweet, author of Dear God, Send Me a Soulmate, among many other things. 888-318-7884 is the number. Shall we go to the calls and talk relationships, Rose?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll go then to Chris in Arlington, Texas, listening on 910 a.m. Chris, you are on with Rose Sweet. What's your question?
I guess I, my husband and I have been married for a long time. He's very ill. I feel like I've been carrying the burden of bills and doctors and decisions and working. And he's been in the hospital now, and he's seriously ill. I guess I'm tired. I'm weary. And I get angry. People think it's courage, but I feel like I'm drifting from God, because I will carry my cross, but I'm afraid of losing him.
Chris, honey, this is Rose. You know, scripture says that Jesus is close to the brokenhearted. He's closest to the brokenhearted, and you are being so Christ-like in carrying this cross. You said you feel guilty that of all this, but remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he did not want to go to the cross. He said, Father, please take this away. He was sweating blood. He wanted to run away. He wanted to let somebody else do it. But then at the end he said, but your will be done. And that was the act of the will. His emotions wanted to run away, but his will was aligned with the Father. And that's what you're doing right now. By staying in that marriage and calling out for help and being honest about your feelings, you are being Christ-like. You are carrying your cross in your will. Someday your emotions want to run away. Do you just calm yourself down with a cup of tea or a cold beer or a laugh with a friend or whatever you got to do, Chris? But you are exactly being Christ-like. God love you.
Chris?
I guess I just didn't know where to go or what kind. I get so angry at God. It's like, why does this continue? Why, you know? And I know I'm not supposed to do that. And I've always tried to be a very good Catholic. And I'm in a place where I've never been.
Chris, you know, God is our Father. He revealed himself to be our Father. And we can go to Daddy and say, I don't want to go to school, or I hate doing the yard work, or, you know, we can be real with our fathers. And that's what Father Serpa was saying on the first hour. We can be real in our prayer with God. So don't be afraid of losing God's love. He loves you. He desires you. He is close to you. This is all in your emotions right now. And so please, I'm going to pray for you. Go back to a place in your will where you know God loves you and he's with you and you're going to get through this. And do whatever it takes to get a little rest for yourself. Get some friends to help you. You know, go to a movie, go shopping, whatever you got to do. Do it for yourself too. That's perfectly fine. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, I maybe just needed to be told that.
And get mad at God. Be real with him. Be real with him. He loves you. He knows. Just let it out, Chris, and then take a deep breath and move on and know that I'm praying for you.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that call, Chris. Rose, more and more parishes I notice have bereavement ministries, and you don't have doesn't have to be after a person has died to ask for help for a bereavement. I mean, she's clearly grieving her husband.
Yeah, I wish all parishes had a bereavement ministry because we all grieve over loss. We have all kinds of loss.
Yep.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of, or there's no sin in it. The sin is when we stay stuck in it and we start to wallow in self-pity. That's the black hole that we go into. But grief is, look, Jesus cried. Jesus mourned. Jesus wept. Yep. He was sad.
Yeah, and I notice sometimes a parent who maybe has a disabled child or someone taking care of an elderly parent or spouse who's sick, there can be a kind of guilt that comes with, I don't want to do this. Like, I need a break. But that's really very human, isn't it?
It is very human, and it's very divine if you think, but look, go back to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, yeah. True God and true man, he didn't want to go either.
Right.
So the desire to run away from a cross is very normal. The sin is when we do run away from the cross.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the Christ-like part, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Christ didn't want to go to the cross, but he went to the cross anyway, out of love, not out of, you know, his father beating him down or out of fear of rejection. He chose in his will to do it for a greater good. And that's what we do in our relationships. I would just talk to a woman today who's very needy. She's dying for a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't wait to get a husband, can't wait to get a husband. And I'm like, oh, man, you got to carry that cross of loneliness. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to use the first guy that comes along.
Yeah.
You're going to use him to fill that hole.
Right, right.
And that's not love. She needs to carry that cross out of love.
And that's a big thing when you talk about relationships. I had forgotten about that. But you often talk about the relationships can be either I'm using you to get my needs met or I love you. And that involves self-sacrifice on your behalf.
Right, right. In other words, if I love you, I refuse to use you.
Yeah.
In other words, I know a lot of people after divorce, they don't have an annulment. They're still married legally and in the eyes of the church. But they want to go out on a date. And what they're doing is using that other person to fill that lonely hole.
Yeah.
And that's not loving.
No, but it's because loneliness is a powerful thing, though. Very powerful.
And
it's
who knows about loneliness but Jesus?
Yeah, but you always go back to Jesus.
I do.
It's like you have a real thing for
he was,
Jesus.
Hey, he was in the garden and his best friends abandoned him. He was lonely.
Right.
But here's the silver lining. Scripture says God sent a comforter in the garden. Remember, you've seen all those pictures of Jesus in the garden with the angel comforting Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So even in our loneliness and our hellhole of whatever situation we're in, God will send us some comfort if we will just stick with it and open our eyes.
888-318-7884 is the number. Rose Sweet is our guest. We're talking Christ-like relationships. And Rose, I know I'm monopolizing you a little bit because I see the phone lines lit up here, but you did mention theology of the body before, and you said when you were exposed to the theology of the body, it changed everything. But I never asked you, what was it in the theology of the body that did that?
Because in theology of the body, I learned how Jesus the bridegroom loves his bride. And I went, whoa, That's what I've been looking for all my life. That's what all the princesses in the fairy tales are looking for. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all looking for, that kind of love. And it was, you know, it was the free, total, faithful, fruitful love where Jesus would not do anything to hurt her. He would lay his life down for her. He would fill her with divine life. And, you know, he'd take out the trash every day without being asked, you know. But
and he wouldn't eat your sandwich if you left a sandwich in the
refrigerator. Remember that from last time? Yeah. Oh, I got in trouble when I got home after that one, man.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. But it sounds good on the radio, right? No, you know what? That's the kind of love we all want.
Yeah.
And Jesus shows us how to get it.
And that's what you learned from Pope John Paul II in the Theology of the Body.
That and so much more.
Anonymous, listening on the EWTN app, you are on with Rose Sweet. What's your question?
Yes, hello. My wife and I have been married about 7 years, and she doesn't want to have use natural family planning. We have 2 children already. What can I do?
Well,
or how should I live as a good Catholic, good husband?
Well, Anonymous, the first thing we do as spouses in any marriage is follow our own conscience. And if we have trouble with a spouse who is not going along with the program, we go get some help right away. Go talk to I'm not going to just say a priest, but a wise and holy priest. Get some counsel and maybe a good therapist, a Christian or Catholic therapist, and ask your wife. You would just go and sit down. When people don't want to do something, they're afraid. And so beneath your wife's reluctance to practice green, healthy, natural, beautiful marital relations is some kind of a fear. And if you can tap into that fear, you can maybe uncover what's really going on and resolve the problem. And, you know, we can't solve your problem on the radio, but that's what I would do. Try to find out and start praying, what is the fear that's holding her back?
If it is that she doesn't want any more children.
Well, all the more to practice natural family. Here's the thing. When people don't want to practice natural family planning, it's because they're lazy and they want to have sex on demand. They don't want to have any rules or regulations. They don't want to go on a diet. They don't want to say no to their urges. They just want to do what they want to do whenever they want. And nobody better put a rule on me. So usually that's what's going on with somebody. But natural family planning, as you know, and read up on this yourself so you have the answers for your wife, bring such intimacy into marriages, couples who practice it. There's less than a 5% divorce rate for couples who practice natural family planning. There's an increase in trust, love, intimacy. It's wonderful. So you educate yourself, stand in the gap for her and pray, and go get some professional help and try to uncover her real fears.
All right, Rose. Thank you very much.
And I'm praying for you both.
Thank you.
Anonymous, thank you very much for that call. Let's go to Michelle in Portland, Oregon, listening on 88.3. Michelle, we may not be able to get the answer in before the break, but if you would give us the question and we'll see what we can do. If not, we'll get back after the break.
A widowed Catholic woman, and I'm wondering, I heard it was okay to marry someone who is not Catholic. Does that include divorced non-Catholics, because non-Catholics who come up have different values than Catholics do. So I'm wondering, well, what happens if you were to date a divorced non-Catholic because they don't know, they weren't taught the same things that the Catholics were? Or is it never okay to date a divorced non-Catholic?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Michelle, and it's a complex answer. But the first thing is, if he is divorced and has not gotten an annulment through the Catholic Church, you can't marry him because he's still married. The Catholic Church teaches that even two non-Catholics, even two atheists who marry the way the Church intends, you know, to be fruitful and free and faithful to each other till death, they can have a valid marriage. So he needs an annulment if you're planning on marrying him or dating him even.
I hope that helps, Michelle. It couldn't be clearer, that's for sure. We'll be right back with more on Christ-like relationships with our guest Rose Sweet here on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Answers Live.
Hi, this is Cy Kellett, host of Catholic Answers Live, and I'm looking forward to meeting you this September 28th to 30th at our fourth annual National Apologetics Conference here in beautiful San Diego. This is one conference you are not going to want to miss. The theme is the reunion of all Christians, and we've got an all-star lineup of speakers guaranteed to fire you up. Catholic historian Steve Weidenkopf, apologist Mark Brumley, apologist Devin Rose, plus all your favorite Catholic Answers apologists. For almost four decades, Catholic Answers has been engaging our separated brethren in charity to bring them to the fullness of the truth. Join us for a lively and inspiring conference designed to help you play an active part in the reunion of all Christians. This is where it all begins. Join us this September for a conference that is sure to ignite and inform your faith. Seats are available, but they're going fast. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 1-888-291-8000 today to register.
Widely regarded as the premier magazine of Catholic apologetics and evangelization, our award-winning Catholic Answers magazine features the articles you want by the authors you know and respect. Year after year, Catholic Answers magazine has been bringing the very best teachers the Catholic world has to offer into thousands of homes on a regular basis. Top-notch writers like Jimmy Akin, Trent Horn, Mark Brumley, Tim Staples, Carlo Brissard, and Matt Nelson. The list goes on and on. It makes a perfect gift for family and friends, students, priests, and seminarians. Just about anybody you know. And of course, don't forget about a subscription for yourself. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to shop.catholic.com to subscribe today. Share the faith. Defend the faith. Catholic Answers Magazine from Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Open Line, Father Larry Richards discusses the new evangelization. After that, Cresta talks about the Hannah Smith story and covers the Trinity Lutheran case, now before the United States Supreme Court. Cresta in the afternoon starts at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And right after Catholic Answers Live today, The World Over Live with Raymond Arroyo brings you news and interviews of interest to Catholics from around the world, right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you very much for being with us on this Easter Wednesday. Christ-like relationships is our topic this hour. Rose Sweet is our guest. Dear God, Send Me a Soulmate is her book. Well, she's one of her books. She also has some on divorce, like Healing a Divorced Heart, a devotional, and Rebuilding After Divorce, How to Make Your House a Home Again. And Rose Sweet, another distinction that you should probably, this is a big one. You will be on the first episode of the Catholic Answers Live TV show. Yes.
Yay.
Yep.
No, that airs on this Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. 7 p.m. your time, because you're on the West Coast. So 7 p.m. on the West, that means 10 p.m. on the East. Did math there. And, yeah, 10 p.m. East. Start Saturday. And then it'll re-air the following Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I love that you guys are growing and getting into more media outlets.
Yeah.
So I know we like to joke and have a good time, but when I was coming back to the church as a revert, it was Catholic Answers that gave me grounding. Like, I can never thank them enough. Mm-hmm. I can never thank you guys enough. I got the answers to every single question I had, and they made common sense. They were beautiful. So I love Catholic Answers.
Yeah, me too. And thank you for saying that. And why do they make sense and they're direct and all, because they're Catholic. Because they're Catholic. Like, it really is. The church is so full of wisdom.
The Catholic means universal.
Yeah.
It's true. It's right. True. It's true. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So you're one of only two people who's in the first episode who's not an apologist here.
Oh, good.
At Catholic Answers.
Was that other person also a woman by any chance?
Oh, you already know.
Did I know that?
It's Dr. Stacy Trasankos,
well,
the author of Particles of Faith.
You know, complementarity, that's what you guys need.
Yeah.
Men,
we do.
We
that's
need
true.
You need us.
Yeah, right. And you're among them, but we have some really fantastic women evangelists, apologists, and teachers right now. And maybe it's always been that way. I don't know. But I think of 10 of them right off the top of my head right now.
I think if we study a little bit of history, I think because of the horrible times we're in, God has raised up a lot of men and women to be strong, passionate, on fire, apologists and evangelists.
And then Mother Angelica gave them all a place to go.
That's true.
She did.
That's true. God love her.
God love her. Amen. Amen to that. 888-318-7884 is the number if you want to catch that Catholic Answers Live TV show. And it's different. It's not just what we stream. It's a very well-produced show. That's this Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We go now to Anonymous, and I don't know where. So it's totally – wait, I can't, six. Okay, thank you. Anonymous, you are on with Rose Sweet.
Hi. I was just wanting to share my experience with my husband. Prior to meeting him, and even when I was in my late teens, I had aspired to be married and have a family as well. And so I kind of made a list of some of the qualities I was looking for. I wanted a husband who would believe in God and who would be kind and, just other qualities of that nature. But interiorly, I would have this question being asked of me. What if he was sick? What if your husband was sick? And so for a long time, it would keep coming back. It's like, I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit asking me a question, but it was there all the time. And so at one point, I said, so long as there's love, because I believe that if love was there, even if my future spouse would be ill or would be suffering, we would make it through. And after I surrendered to that, the question was never asked again. And so, as it turned out, I met my husband through my brother. And in the first year that we were going out, he was in a motorcycle accident, and his leg was badly broken. And I believe it was a test to see if, we would pull through, because I had other people say to me, oh, well, you're just dating, so you can go out with other people, that kind of thing. And I kept thinking, well, if I was in his shoes, I would not appreciate that at all. And so to make a long story short, we've been married almost 38 years, and most of those years there's been suffering. There's been incidences, accidents. The biggest one was a head injury, which required a craniotomy for cerebral spinal fluid leak. And so there's been a lot of primary and secondary effects to that. And so, yes, it is hard, but love never fails, and the Lord has been there for us, and he still is with us through our ups and downs. One of the things that was encouraging to me at some point through the years, there was a story someone shared with me, and this story had to do with a soul that was to be a man who was shown by the Lord who his future wife would be prior to his birth. And so the Lord had shown this man that his wife would be disfigured and that she would carry a lot of suffering. And the man answered, he said, Lord, let me be the one to be disfigured. Let me be the one to carry the suffering. Just make it so that my wife is beautiful and that she loves me. And so the short story comes to the point of saying that he carried her suffering for love of her and also for love of God. And so how do I know that my spouse is not suffering for me?
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. Anonymous, thank you for that, Rose.
Very beautiful. Now that's what Christ did for us. He said to his Father, my bride, make her beautiful. Let me make her beautiful and let me carry that horrible cross. Let me do that for my bride. And that's if we... How can you not love our Lord when you realize he's like that man in the story?
Anonymous, thank you very, very much for sharing that with us. And boy, that's a Rose Sweet story right there.
It's a good one.
That's the story. Yeah.
Guillermo in El Paso, Texas, listening on 1150 AM The Bridge. You are on with Rose Sweet. Guillermo, what's your question?
Hi. Hello. Hi, Ms. Rose. I have a problem with my kid. He's a 9-year-old. And you know what? I have been having problems with him lately in terms of discipline. And I'm trying to be, I'm talking about God, about to him, how God is a loving father and all that. But sometimes it's just really hard to put discipline to him and you know, work together. We have a good relationship, but in terms of, doing chores at home and homework and all that, it's really hard. And I try to not lose my temper as much as I can and pray and ask God for patience. But I don't know if there are any resources, books, anything that could help me to engage with him and have a better relationship with him.
Yes, Guillermo, there's tons of stuff out there. And I would recommend Dr. Ray Guarendi's parenting books. You're a better parent than you think. Go to drray.com, Dr. Ray Guarendi. And he's a Catholic author and speaker on radio and TV. He's hilarious. He's got 10 kids. They're all adopted. And he will help you understand that you have authority over your son. You're not to be your son's buddy. It's not your job to get along with him as much as it is to be God to him. Because our first experience of who God really is through our own parents. So you have to be that loving figure in his life that also makes him toe the line, because that's what God does with us. So go to that website and read some of his books. And I hope
the
that
website
helps.
Again.
It's drray.com, drray.com.
Okay, Guillermo.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
We're going to pray for you, Guillermo, and that kid, too.
Thank you very much, Guillermo.
Make him make his bed every morning.
Yeah, how many parents could make this? I have a 9-year-old. It's difficult. It may be that in Guillermo's case, it is particularly difficult with this child, but it's...
Kids are kids.
Kids are kids, right. Yeah, and they... It's like they have a mind of their own.
They turn us into saints.
they've been trying. I've been resisting. I've been resisting that. Marilyn in Houston, Texas, listening on 1430 Guadalupe Radio. You are on with Rose Sweet. What's your question, Marilyn?
Did you hit the wrong button?
No,
again?
I hit the wrong button. For once, I hit the wrong button, and I believe Marilyn has fallen asleep. So, Marilyn.
Oh, blame it on Marilyn.
Marilyn, we'll talk to you later. Go back to sleep. Just don't worry. We'll get back to your call in a minute, and we'll go to, let's just go to a break, and then we'll see if we can wake Marilyn up.
That sounds good.
Rose. Okay. We'll be right back on Catholic Answers Live.
Your questions, Catholic Answers Live.
Our society is suffering from a pandemic of sexual sin. It's everywhere, and the internet has only made it worse, with porn sites pulling in more traffic than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined. This plague is hitting vulnerable young people especially hard, setting them up for a lifetime of misery and endangering their very souls. At Catholic Answers, we're always looking for new ways to help young people. Recently, I, Carlo Broussard, challenged Jimmy Akin how he would convince young people that they needed to be chaste. Jimmy started speaking, and 1 hour later, I was left in awe. I couldn't believe what Jimmy presented on the fly. All I could say when he finished was, "Wow, I wish I'd recorded that." So that's what Catholic Answers has done. Jimmy's just come out with a new DVD called Understanding Chastity, so you can hear the same powerful case he made for me. It'll equip you to talk about God's design for sex in a way that's easy to understand, clear, and persuasive. Best of all, it's the kind of presentation you can sit down and watch with young people, or simply let them watch it on their own. And it's ideal for use with parish youth and young adult ministries. To make your donation and get a free copy of Understanding Chastity, visit Catholic.com and click the Understanding Chastity banner or call us toll-free at 888-291-8000. That's the Understanding Chastity banner at Catholic.com or call toll-free 888-291-8000.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Servo. In the account of Luke 24:13, Two disciples were walking to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem on Easter morning. As they were conversing, Jesus himself joined them without their recognizing him. They were cast down because of his death. Like so many other Jews, they were accustomed to focusing only on the pleasant aspects of the Messiah in Scripture. They weren't prepared for a Messiah who would suffer and die. So he explained the Scriptures to them and how it all had to be. They urged him to dine with him, and in the breaking of bread, they recognized him. We also tend to focus on the pleasant aspects of the gospel, forgetting not only the central place of the cross in the Lord's life, but also its central place in our own. It is only in recognizing the necessity of the cross in our lives that we will recognize him in our lives as well. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Hello again, and welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. If you're watching on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope, a special welcome to you. And I a little news for you, too. Rose Sweet, our good friend, has agreed to stay after the show and clap all the erasers. I don't even – I bet people – I shouldn't have said that because kids don't know about clapping the erasers anymore.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then remember we took those long hook things, too, and closed the classroom
closed
windows?
Closed the windows.
Yeah, remember that?
Right. Yeah. What about film strips? Do you remember film strips?
No.
It was like – no, I'll tell you.
Okay.
But Rose is going to hang around after the show. So we're going to do the Jimmy Akin has named this Catholic Answers More, and it's where we just spend more time with our guests.
Let's do it.
And people can type questions or comments on Facebook. We'll say hello to anybody there. So thanks for staying around for that, Rose. For the moment, however, we have from Facebook Live, if I may, read you a question there, Rose, because some people will call when they're watching on Facebook Live and some will just type in the question. And Verum on Facebook Live, hi Verum, types in the following. I have trouble forming relationships with any male human. Either my parents judge me for activities I don't do, or either Pharisaical people label my male-to-male friendships as scandalous. My life is terrible. What should I do? Am I called to a life of solitude, live in the mountains alone, and eventually die alone too? That's a hard question.
That is a very hard question. And
the easy answer, in a way, in a certain way,
right.
No, you're not called to die alone in the mountains. But
no,
it's a hard thing to hear.
It is a hard thing to hear. And there are many, many people who are in the world confused, lost, lonely, angry, scared, hurting. I mean, look at the people who write and call in, and we're lost, and I was too. It's the Catholic Church and the truth that she upholds, which basically is how loved we are by God and how he wants to bring us home to happiness with him, not just in heaven, but to begin to experience that right here on earth. And it's real. But to the person, Verum, who called, you know, I would definitely, this is what I did, I would go get some professional help, get a wise and holy priest, a good spiritual director, a good therapist, just somebody you can talk to and not be alone by yourself. Don't carry this burden by yourself. Get it out, get some help, get some good direction. But please remember this. I don't care what labels you put on yourself. You are first and foremost a son of the Most High God. And you are destined for heaven. And he loves you. And his son Jesus died for you. This isn't just religious mumbo jumbo. This is the truth of who you are as a person, as a man, as a son of God. Go to him. Even if you don't have the words, go to him and say, Lord, just like you said, my life is terrible. What should I do? And our Lord, he's the loving Father, and it says in Scripture that if a son ever asks his father for bread, the father would never give him stones. You're going to get bread. He will feed you. He will love you. It's just going to be tough, but you're not alone, and we're praying for you.
Thank you very much for that question, Verum. And Rose, thank you very much for that answer, because I do think we forget that the good news is good news, you know, like we've sometimes it's God, he really loves us, and he doesn't want you to be alone and lonely. And you're right, that whatever you're being labeled, or it doesn't, those are not things that keep God from loving you.
No, they're not. And, you know, my big label, I'm a sinner. And he still loves me. He still loves me. And labels are important, but they don't really define who we really are, because labels can come and go.
Yep. I have the same label. I say Rose Sweet is a sinner all the time. Eddie in Erie, Pennsylvania, listening on the Station of the Cross. You are on with Rose Sweet. What's your question, Eddie?
Hi, Rose. I wanted to know what would Jesus do if he married the church and Paul says it's not, you know, you're not even supposed to touch a woman. And what would Jesus say about a soulmate being on the planet of the earth and then in heaven when we get there? What would you think he would say, Rose?
Well, soulmate is a word you use, Rose.
Well, Eddie, that's a great question. It's already in Scripture. And, you know, St. Paul said that in heaven, there is no earthly marriage because it gives way, not that it's bad, but it gives way to the eternal marriage of God and all of mankind, of God, of Jesus and his bride, of God and every human soul. Marriage is just a little foretaste of that beautiful communion that we'll have in heaven. You know, that's a soulmate is somebody that you get along with, you love, and you're on the same connection. You don't have to be married to a soulmate. Some people don't have soulmates, but they have good friends. And I wrote a book on it. Others have written books on it. But here's the bottom line. We talked about this earlier. You need love, but you don't need sex. You need to be loved in this life, but you don't need to be married. And I had 15 years as a single person. Sometimes I go, the best years of my life gone. But
how does your husband feel when you say that?
He laughs.
Okay, I'm glad.
Because he knows, your life never began until it was with me. But no, seriously, they were good, rich years. Mm. At first I fought against it because I always wanted to be married. But then I began to discover who I was and God's love for me, and my life just opened up, and I had a rich and full and beautiful life. And yes, I tell my husband, I miss those days sometimes, honey.
Especially when you eat my sandwich. Thanks very much, Eddie, for that call. We go now to Tom in New Orleans, Louisiana, listening on 690 AM. Tom, you are on with Rose Sweet.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, Tom.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
I have lived as a single person for many years, and I have never encountered loneliness. Is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, Tom, I'm so glad you called in. This is beautiful. No, you're a testament to exactly what we're talking about. You don't have to be lonely just because you're single. So you have a rich, full life, right?
I do. I have a terribly incredible life.
Well, I'm glad you called in, and maybe people who are struggling with loneliness can listen to this.
Well, I don't understand, if they have a relationship with Christ, how they can be lonely.
Well, you know what, Tom? Before I had a mature relationship with Christ, I had a little girl's relationship with him. But I was lonely because I didn't realize how deeply loved I was by God. And you're right. So people who fall into deep loneliness, it doesn't mean there's really anything wrong with them, but sometimes they may be forgetting the love that they already have.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much for that call. And I think that's important testimony, because the world says, no, that's not
right.
True. First of all, the thing you said about you don't need sex, but you need love, it seems almost like the message that young people are getting is just virtually the opposite of that.
Right. No, I've been reading about that, how they want sex, but they don't want love because they know heartbreak comes with that.
Oh.
They don't want to risk their heartbreak.
Right.
Right.
And is that a consequence, do you think, of the fact of their parents have divorced? And that, like, that's a big part of our culture now.
It's
parents, grandparents. I'm not saying that in any way to blame anyone. It's a lot has broken down in our society and made these things very hard. But you would think, maybe a person who's the child of divorce says, I don't want to go through that.
A lot of them do.
I just want the other part.
Yes, that's exactly true.
John in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, listening on Catholic.com. You are on with Rose Sweet. What's your question?
Hi, thank you, Rose. Good to talk to you.
Hi, John.
So, hi. I have a daughter who divorced roughly 3 years ago, and she hasn't sought an annulment, and I've asked her about it, and I have a good friend of mine who just today I learned she went for 8 years after her first divorce until she sought an annulment. And, you know, not having been in that situation, I would like to see her move on, and if she's called to find another person, her ex, which it makes me very uncomfortable. He's dating, of course, without this, without an annulment having been granted, I guess. And I'm just curious. I need some insight as to why are some of the reasons that I know you don't know my daughter, of course, but what are some of the reasons why someone might hang on and be so reluctant to seek an annulment for their broken marriage?
John, that's a good question. I don't know her, but I've worked with divorced people for so long, and sometimes they're just not ready. And you used a good phrase too, hanging on. When you get a decree of nullity through the competent tribunal of your, you know, local diocese, it's over. It's now a competent authority has declared there was no valid marriage. Or maybe she's afraid that they will say there's not enough here to show and you are still validly married. Maybe that finding out in itself is scary to her and she's not ready to go there. So again, as I said to another caller, whenever we don't want to do something and we're reluctant to go somewhere good or do something good, there's a fear there. So maybe you can sit down and talk to her and say, you know, honey, what are you afraid of? And if she won't talk to you, get her a copy of my book called How to Understand and Petition for Your Decree of Nullity. And it's on my website, which is at rosesweet.com.
I will check that out. Thank you very much.
And John, you read the book too, because it's so enlightening. And I think all of us, for our loved ones, you know, family members are going to be going through divorce, our Catholic family members. So let's educate ourselves on what the Church really teaches about love, sex, marriage, divorce, annulment.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John, for that call. It's a very freighted thing, the breakup of a marriage. So I suppose it's like losing a loved one in a way. You don't know how people are going to react or what they're holding on to or when they
And people take a long time. You know, when somebody dies, people take different times to process things. They can be in shock for a long time. Some people get through shock quickly. We're all afraid. And that's what I love about the teachings of the Church. Whatever we're afraid of, we can find an answer there to calm our spirit and to give us good direction.
You know, somebody wrote in a question about what is loneliness, and so I'm going to end with that. I mean, any last thought on loneliness, or you want to wait till the after show to do that? I didn't realize the music was coming, Rose.
Okay.
It surprised me.
It's over, right? The show is almost over?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, can I just say thank you?
Yeah.
And also, please send people to my website, rosesweet.com again.
And how do you spell that? Rosesweet.com. Oh, yeah. Rose Sweet. That's the easiest thing in the world to spell. Yeah, visit Rose's site at rosesweet.com. Thank you for joining us today on Catholic Answers Live. Join us tomorrow, where it's 2 hours of open forum because it's Thursday. And so any question you've got on the life, faith, history of the Catholic Church, we're happy to take those calls when we do open forum tomorrow. And if you are watching on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Periscope, hang around. And if you're not, maybe you could join us there. Rose is going to stay for a little Catholic Answers More after we're done with the show. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.